Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned Thursday nights and any other time I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are consistently receiving more inspiration, more motivation, more of that which is really more effective in you reaching deeper into the depths of yourself to reach the heights of yourself. For I am the one who is intensely intentional and very impassioned about our liberation, our resurrection, our being qualified for continuance in existence, our victory and our triumph over all of the world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide, to come to that place and space where we are empowered to truly do that which is ours to do in honor of the legacy of the lineages that we represent on behalf of all of those who've come before us, those who could not come, would not come, prefer to have been moved from the physical world into the spirit worlds, as opposed to having to deal with that which they knew was hardship and struggle under genocide. And we, in this now moment, have so many ones who are anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and facilitating their own cellular degradation and creating sickness, illness, and disease, so that we are complicit and complacent with the genocide. And that's why I am always doing what I'm inspired to do, to really give you the support you need to realize what is required in order to reverse any of the sickness, illness, disease, misalignment, and all of that which we are experiencing that puts us in a place and space where we're not really honoring or really rejoicing in the blessedness of our being, or fully activated and being the blessings we are. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really be very caring about our living, our loving, our reaching for that life every day. And it's needed and necessary for us to realize what's happening around and about us, because we are seeing the issues that are showing up in our families, in our communities, in our world. And the agenda is to try to make sure that we feel helpless and hopeless. We don't think that we can do anything about it, so we don't try. And instead of our being completely motivated and intensely intentional in becoming the solutions to the problems and having answers to the questions and whatnot, then we are literally just allowing ourselves to be distracted and entertained to the degree to which our days are moving rapidly, turning into weeks, weeks turning into months, months turning into years. And at the end of these years, we've not gained the degree of clarity or light or wisdom or love that allows us to walk with the courage and the faith and the knowing and the duty, obligation, and responsibility to be the ones that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. And so I encourage us to really take seriously our lives, and to know that each day is a day in which we could be creating greater wholeness for ourselves by virtue of what we do on a daily basis, because whatever dis-ease has crystallized in our tissues, it is as a result of what we have been doing consistently daily over time. And in order to reverse those issues, whether we call it obesity or diabetes or cancer or lupus or sarcoidosis or multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy or Alzheimer's or any of these other things that many people would think are not reversible, in the truth, they really are reversible. The issue is being diligent in reaching for life, being diligent in exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine yourself. And that is the first line of defense that we have to be able to execute because we are under siege as a global populace. And it's not just humanity or humankind, it is humankind and humanity, as well as Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures that are being undermined as a result of the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, and those who feel entitled to prosper at the detriment of other ones. Everything and everybody in all places and all spaces. And it's not supremacy. It's just the ignorance and the disobedience, disregard, and disrespect of the reality that there is absolute law that governs our real livelihood here. There's law that governs our health, law that governs our wealth, law that governs our delight, our joy, our happiness, and whatnot. You cannot really be given rights by a piece of paper signed by people who are no longer here, as if to say that the Constitution of these United States is that which we have to really be abiding, when we are not in the laws that govern us. You understand, the Constitution and the Golden Rule are not sufficient to pull us up out of the ditches and valleys of degradation. It's not sufficient to put us in a place and space where we are able to triumph and be victorious over a divide and conquer agenda that is intended to make sure that we're hopeless, that we're helpless, that we're sick, that we're diseased, that we have no light, no love, no wisdom, no truth, no peace, no poise, no power. And we're spending trillions of dollars supporting the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, and the churches and the governments. And they, as the global brotherhood that represents the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, are all conspiring against themselves when they don't have sense enough to work towards the well-being and the good of the whole. And so, speaking to the law, that's what I always do, because understanding that anybody that is truly triumphed, truly successful, truly prospered in this world, they had to come to a point in place, no matter how many times they strove and how many times they failed, in order for them to get up and try again. They had to have the faith. They had to have some value for what it was they were applying themselves to. See, the path of success or the methodology of success is the same regardless of what you're going to be successful at. But the issue I'm bringing forward is that there is no greater success than walking in the fullness of our own authenticity under and being at the cellular integrity and being harmonized within the very laws that govern existence itself. The fulfillment of the law truly is love, and the activities of love is our caring, our sharing, our being centered from a place of generosity and realization of the infinitude of possibilities and the limitlessness and the boundlessness of existence and the foundation of existence being absolute and supreme intelligence that is everywhere present. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces, and there is no end to it. So that is where we have to center ourselves, regardless of the situation and circumstances, regardless of what it looked like, what it smelled like, what it tastes like. We have to come to that point in place where we are really rejoicing with each and every breath and every beat of our heart in being these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. Our body temples are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living God and Goddess. And where we have sickness, illness, disease, degradation, faithlessness, lack, and suffering, and all of that is the evidence of us either not knowing the laws, ignoring the laws, disobeying the laws, and being in a place where we really have a serious need, whether we're reaching for it or not, for correction, for realignment, for harmony, for the integrity of doing that which is ours to do as intelligences of existence. And so I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be inspired. I want you to know that whatever the situation and circumstance, whatever the diagnosis, whatever you would love to accomplish and how arduous the task may seem to be, that there's a direct path to light, and that which will allow you to accomplish most expeditiously. You understand? And the path of light is that path that allows you to let go and release that which is no longer serving your greater good, and allowing you to see with the real eye in you, which is the real intelligence of existence. You are really seeing by virtue of what it is you are applying yourself to when you close your eyes directly. We have to activate our capacities and our faculties that we have been gifted as these points of the presence of that which we refer to as God, the capacity for visualization and imagination and contemplation, consideration, you understand, and being in a place where we can feel the good as we are imagining, you understand? So we have to activate our spirits. We have to activate our emotions. We have to activate our desires. We have to activate our day-to-day choices in bringing them all point and center to being harmonized in our absolute care to be whole and to care to be in a consistent mindset and a consistent effort in commitment and recommitment with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And the issues that I've seen is that a lot of times people get kind of scared when you talk about commitment. You know, as long as we don't talk about commitment, then we can get into it. But as soon as you say commit, then they start running in the other direction. And the commitment is that which really secures your path. You understand? The way that we make our marriages work is we're committed to our marriages working. The way that we heal ourselves is we're committed to doing whatever it takes in order to be healed. The way that we are able to prosper and financially and whatnot is that we are diligent and consistent in minding our money and managing our money and being in a place where you really care to prosper. You don't just fall into richness. You have a conscious intention to be there, to create that. Whether you're getting up every day, whether you are going to seminars and workshops and taking advantage of all of the webinars and the YouTube videos and, you know, listening to people and buying into opportunities, whatever, you know, what you're creating is not an accident. And so your mindfulness about how you're living, what you're reaching for, what it is you really want is the real key, because there are no forces, no gods, no goddesses, no angels, no lords or lordesses that are trying to do for you something that you do not want to have done for yourself. And as a result of that, you know, you can see how it is that some people are wrong all of their lives. And the wrongness is the reality that they're reaching for death every day, whether it's the alcohol, whether it's the crack, whether it's the sugar, whether it's the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, doesn't matter, it's death. And we see how people can reach for it every day, every day, every day, and literally be creating sickness, illness, and disease, and nobody intervenes. No intervention until they decide that they want something different. And that's why we have to really take our opportunity in this now moment to recreate ourselves and to know that we cannot treat our cars better than we treat our bodies, or treat our cars better than we treat our children, or take better care of our things to a greater degree than we mind our minds and we care for our spirits and we clear and cleanse our body temples. It is our time to realize that there is law that has to be applied to every aspect of our lives. And in order to truly be healed, you have to be willing to do whatever it takes. To create the order. To facilitate the cleansing. The alkalization. Opening up the elimination. The mineralization that facilitates the cellular regeneration. And I'm the one who encourages you to to look yourself in the eyes and realize that it is the intelligence of existence, that which we refer to as God, that sees through your own very eyes. I'm the one who encourages you to respect the reality that you were not the creation of man, and that you were designed by the same intelligence that animates that sun, that has this realm, this world spinning, floating, and rotating in this universe, that you are something divine already, and it is your time to realign yourself with the perfection that is an inherent part of existence directly. And this is what we must learn to do if we will truly walk in the integrity of who we really are here. And to realize that success in capitalism is not necessarily success in life. And that success in clearing our way, healing ourselves, becoming whole, activating our generational wealth that is in our DNA, and being in a place where we can give the gifts that are already in us. This is what truly is success in life. And when we are on that path of life, the path of maturation, having stepped completely off the path of adulteration, then you have the opportunity to accomplish whatever you will when you master yourself, control your mind, understand, master your appetites and your desires, where you have no lusts and no passions that will undermine you. You understand that you come to that place and space where you can't do wrong. You understand that's when you have the greatest degrees of liberation, and whatever you do would be quite all right. And that's how you exercise your free will. You understand? Your free will is not really given to you so that you could practice wickedness, illness, sickness, disease, and death. Your free will is given to you so that you are able to optimize and maximize your own unique creative expression in being this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, and it does not destroy a part of itself to exalt another part of itself over here. The intelligence of existence does not feel or does not work against itself. Everything works towards its own greater good. And because we each and all are these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, then when we are respecting ourselves and respecting the laws of love and light and wisdom, and we are applying ourselves to being whole by virtue of knowing the truth, living the truth, loving the truth, then that's when we have the greatest degrees of peace. And it is in the peace that we're able to experience the wholeness that is our healing. And where you are not caring to forgive and to really respect and honor and appreciate and be in your great gratefulness, your thanksgiving, and to really cellularly experience the blessedness with each and every breath and every beat of your heart of the gift of life itself, and know that your money is not more valuable than one breath. You understand? And where you may have $1 million, how many breaths do you take? And how much money can really take up one breath? I'm just saying, you are already more valuable than anything that man can create. And so we have to stop undermining ourselves, stop undermining ourselves, come to that point and place where you are willing to do the inner work of being realigned in the integrity of the perfection of your being, the uniqueness of who and what you really are on behalf of the legacy of the lineages that you represent. To stand up and be counted in this resurrection. To be in a place where it matters to you how you come across. It matters to you whether you are consciously unfolding, self-actualizing, self-realizing, and harmonizing with the will of existence, the laws of existence. and walking in the integrity of your own authenticity as this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence and being supremely intelligent. It is through our lawful living and our caring and our loving and our honoring, our reverencing, our appreciating, our exalting life that we have the opportunity to truly be in the grace and protection, to be realigned with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls, to be in a place where you are able to reverse any kind of sickness, illness, or disease, to step into the light and the laughter and the peace and the poise and the power and the potency and the prosperity and the creativity and the majesty and the awesomeness and the freedom from inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy that gives you that leverage over a system of depopulation, oppression, suppression, degradation, defamation, and genocide. If you don't care to be the one that you are, if you don't care to be cleared and cleansed and purified so that you can be healed and be whole, then you will never have a real prosperity, no matter how much money you make. And as long as you are in that place of delusion where you think that your success and the substance of your being is resubstantiated because of your polished wood, metal, and stone, then you would never have given your greatest to anything or anybody, because you showed up out of alignment with the truth of your own divinity. And where we care to transcend color, race, religion, sex, nation, gender, preference, and otherwise, to rise in the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government, where we really, really care to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent, all of the lineages that we represent. And we will do that which is ours to do in laying a greater foundation for the progression of our lineages through our children and our grandchildren and the care that we have as mothers, as teachers, as fathers, as providers, as protectors of our children, our grandchildren, and all of those that we are here to love, to lift, to add unto. On behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, we should be walking every day with a stronger walk, and to know that situations and circumstances give you the opportunity to develop muscles in God that you maybe did not have previously. You understand? So it matters how you perceive things. It matters how you see things. It matters that you come to that point and place where you are dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and know that as you are mastering your mind and yourself and controlling yourself and being filtering out all of the debris and all of the foolishness, so that you are able to really focus on the absolute realities and the absolute blessedness of your being, and consciously caring to be the blessing you are, then you get to that point in place and space where everything works towards your greater good. Because you are wise enough to do nothing to undermine yourself or yourselves. And those who have been listening to me over the last 16 years on the air, and those who've known me for the last 38 years that I have been in service in this community, it is our time to come out of the shadows. It is our time to make sure that we're creating an empowered circle of folk that really care to make a difference. Because as long as we're separated, as long as we're divided, as long as we do not share a common love and intensity of intention towards walking in the fullness of ourselves, and then we will never have accomplished the fullness of what we could. And it's all based upon what we would really love to do. You understand? Because none of it is written in stone in terms of what has to be done or what we have to do. We have the opportunity to participate with that, which cannot be stopped. It cannot be thwarted. It cannot be revoked in terms of the establishment of the eternal order upon the planet, because the planet and all of the planets are already immersed in nothing but the reality of the eternity. And so for us to be in a place where you get your panties in a bunch behind what men are doing, it means that you really should lift your eyes a little higher to perceive the absolute reality and to know that man does not affect the absolute reality. And dwelling in that absolute reality and the perfection of existence and the limitlessness, the boundlessness, the infinitude of possibilities and the reality of who you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of its absolute and supreme intelligence. This is the foundation of success. This is the requisite and the prerequisites for our being healed and whole and qualified for continuance in existence. To truly have been successful in our lives so that when it come time to leave this earth, we have not died. That we did the work. We lived, we loved, we forgave, we harmonized ourselves in the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as the children of God. Regardless of what hue of people we are, how white we are, how black we are, whatever hue in between. We are all living points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is our turn and our time to exalt that absolute truth that gets us beyond all of the artificial lines of separation, demarcation, race, religion, class, socioeconomics, and all of that other stuff that is just pure divisiveness. This is our time to be whole, bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls on behalf of the whole in the establishment of the eternal. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning for the very first time, we welcome you and encourage you to meet us here Thursdays night. For those of you who are using your technology towards your greater good with your radio apps from wherever you are, thank you for being that wise and discerning. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are ever more inspired, motivated to be the disciple of discipline and being all that you are in the light of this time in which we live, where it is necessary for each of us to really dig deeper, to reach higher, to activate the fullness of all that we are. For those of you who realize that there is a need that we have to come into a greater degree of not just information, but inspiration, because we have so much information. And if you just deal with information, you would be confused in terms of how do you take full control of your life? How do you come to that point and place where you are reversing the degrees of sickness, illness, and disease, the despair, the imbalances, the lack, the inhibition, and all of the things that we see are everywhere present within our families, within ourselves, within the ones that we care for and love in the community at large. We have to come to a point in place where we are willing to have an inner standing with that which allows us to stand, to be resolutely standing with that which is absolute law. There is law that governs every aspect of our lives. And as a result of us not being properly oriented in knowing how the laws work, in being lawful in a system that thrives in its lawlessness, but then it has its intention to force law and order on other ones when they themselves are lawless and out of order, those of us who would care to exercise the greatest degrees of self-expression and self-representation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, we have to do more than just be looking on YouTube and listening to people. You have to come to that point and place where you're willing to turn everything off and get into your own head and be very discriminating and very discerning as to the thoughts that you allow to permeate and penetrate you, and to be in a place where you will take responsibility to think the thoughts that will allow you to come to that place and space where you are in the greatest degrees of wholeness and wellness and disease reversal, then your prosperity and your wealth and your health. But you will not do it if you are not willing to honor the laws that govern your body. And many people decide what they will and what they will not do. And I'm just the one to encourage us to realize that when you have been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar, white flour, refined breakfast cereals, cow's milk, and all of this stuff, your body has accumulated decades of chemicals, nitrates, nitrites, preservatives, and all of these things that have literally modified our behavior, in that we are no longer exalting a full life's urge. We are no longer consciously choosing that which is in our best interest, facilitating our greater good, realizing that we have been commercially sublimated to have an appetite for that which does nothing for us other than create excess waste and dysfunction at the cellular level. And so this program, and anytime I come to the airwaves and anytime I have opportunity to speak, it is to give us a greater clarity about what we must do if we really care to be rightly aligned with the laws that govern us so that we can be healed. Because the hospitals are trauma centers. They are there to help us through those issues that we have with the car accidents and, you know, having pushed the envelope so far that we're having heart attacks and strokes, and how to revive us once we have fallen by the wayside. And you understand, and not to say that they're not necessary, but they don't give us that which is needed in order for us to really know how to live on a day-to-day basis to protect us and to insulate us and give us refuge from the trauma and the drama. And that's why we must come to that place and space where it matters to us what we are doing on a daily basis. And to take responsibility to know that whatever is showing up for you, you've created it. But the other aspect of our concern has to be in terms of what we are doing to our children. And so for those of you who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and you are fathers, and those of you who are the perpetuator of lineages, and you are mothers, and you are not doing that which is truly in your own best interest in terms of facilitating the cellular cleansing and the cellular regeneration that allows you to reverse issues where you are just feeding your appetites, and your appetites are being shaped by the commercials and the fast food industries and all of the restaurants and things, then what are you doing to your children? So all of the asthma and the autism and the attention deficit disorders and the hyperactivity and all of the other issues that children are beset with in terms of onset diabetes and obesity and whatnot, this is as a result of the child abuse that is going on by the culture at large, by the educational system, by the businesses and the corporate entities and deities of death, to put us in a place and space where we feel like it is our good to prosper, creating that which is detrimental to our children. And so we have to rethink everything. We have to really decide that we will do that which is needed in our now moment, that we will not bring our children to the shores of sickness, illness, and disease, and then leave them there having to deal with all kinds of steroids and shots and medications and things, because these things are just adding more toxicity to their bodies. And it is not fun to be a child and can't breathe. And then to be fed all of these things that create more and more mucus, and you're already having trouble breathing. We have to come to a point where we will stop killing ourselves and our children. Even though you may be enjoying the process, I am just the one to tell you that duty, obligation, and responsibility as living beings is in the exaltation of life, the perpetuation of life, and our having an understanding and understanding as to how to really feed and create optimum cellular functioning so that we are able to function in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that we each are, as these living, loving, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme being that is all there is as existence itself. We must come to a point and place where it matters to us that we will self-correct, that we will not wait for the government to legislate anything in our behalf when it is not doing that which is in its own behalf in terms of taking responsibility to exalt a capitalistic agenda that requires the enslavement, the entrapment of other ones to work for nothing, so that the corporate entities and the CEOs and those who own stock in these companies can profit off of the degradation, the deprivation, the dysfunction, the distortion, the violation, annihilation of those ones. So those who buy stock in the insulin, and they buy stock in the needles, and they buy stock in all the medications and the pharmaceuticals and whatnot, then they are profiting off of the sickness, the illness, and disease. This is not how it is intended for us to really prosper. You cannot really prosper when you are out of alignment and attunement with life itself. And there is nothing and no beings that are created for the purposes of undermining anything and anybody. Everything has intelligence enough to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine themselves, to know their food, to excrete their waste, and to be in a place and space where they are able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege and their lives being threatened. And those of us who claim to be God's greatest gift of intelligence is humanity and humankind. Our failure to do that which needs to be done in exalting that full life's urge, in accepting correction and caring to be corrected. You cannot march for your rights and live wrong. You cannot really prosper when you undermine the richness of yourself, of your life functioning. There is not any amount of money. You can take all of the money made with all of the paper with anybody's images on it, and it has no value except for what we've given it. But any one of us and the collective of all of us represent the gifts of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and nothing that man makes can touch it. And we cannot improve upon Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the intelligence of existence. The only improvement we can make is within ourselves. Otherwise, we are completely beholden unto the administering intelligences on behalf of the ordering of Mother Earth and Mother Nature and this realm in which we find ourselves. There is cosmic order and cosmic law that all universes are under. And there's universal law, and then there's law that is pertinent to this planet and pertinent to our lives. And when we consciously care to be aligned in the law, to be aligned with the truth, to be in a place and space where we are wise enough and light enough and loving enough and conscientious and caring enough to do no harm, to exalt life, to reverence and respect life, to have an understanding, and a direct care, to stand in the oneness of existence with all of existence. That this is how we have leverage, because the system of oppression is about divisiveness at the cellular level. And in order for us to become liberated beings, in order for us to not just be self-determining, but to be vehicles and vessels of the will of existence, the will of God, then we must consecrate our body temples through the process of purification as a result of being under a world culture that is a death culture. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, and all of those who didn't know, didn't care to know, wouldn't know, we have opportunity to do so much more in just being truly self-representing, self-vivifying as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We're in a now moment that really requires us to care, to be cleansed, care to be healed, care to be renewed and rebirthed, care to be regenerated, rejuvenated, because no work that you do is truly the work that needs to be done without your coming into the order of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is the truth of our being directly. And this is where the harmony of and the oneness of us is, in that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And now we must focus our mentality, focus our mind, focus our attention on the absolute reality, because otherwise, if you do nothing to secure your destiny, then you will have a tragic date with fate. And you don't know what that looks like. You don't know whether it's stroke, a heart attack, or suffering, or you just don't know. But just know this, is that as long as you bring dead things, carcasses, into your body temple, know that as long as you are bringing alcohol and tobacco and pharmaceuticals and all of these other things that have all of this coloring and things off of shelves and microwaving, understand you are participating with your own oppression, that you are laying foundation for not just imbalance and not just dis-ease, but you are laying foundation for your death. And we need to realize that we were not born to die, and that there is nothing that we should be doing to really be bringing ourselves into this cataclysmic ride with demise. We should not be complicit and complacent. But that's what the behavior modification has done with us. That's what the psychological manipulation through advertising and all of the studies and all of the experiments that have been done in the university and college systems to undermine our intelligence so that we no longer exalt a full life's urge. That this is so serious, that we need to be that serious. And so many people listen, and you hear me, and you hear me, and you listen, and then you hear other ones who are talking about health and wellness, other ones who are talking about all of the supplements that you can take, the acai and this thing and that thing and the other thing. But the issue is that very few people are properly orienting us towards what the purposes in being upon the planet are. But they have decided to create educational systems and religious systems and cultural systems to give you an orientation as to what success in this life is, but not giving you the opportunity to understand how to live harmoniously with the laws that govern you. And so we feel entitled
to work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. We feel entitled to choose death, to choose that which has absolutely no life, no life force, no vitamins, no minerals, nothing substantive. And to work on behalf of these companies, to feed from these things, and to give this stuff to our children. And this is the foundation of all the ill there is in the world, in that that which is necessary for our optimum cellular functioning, that which is necessary for our clarity of mind, that which is necessary for our right alignment with right choice, right will, right use of all of the faculties that we've been given, is that you don't feel entitled to have that. You feel entitled to exercise your free will, to be out of alignment with the laws that govern existence itself. And so that's accidents waiting to happen. And so as we have the opportunity to shift, to change our mind, understand that it is about the mind and how you think and our thought and the capacity for thought is going to be somehow affected by the quality of blood that we create from the choices of what it is we're consuming and what we're bringing into our bodies through the skin, which is the largest eliminative organ. But we are porous beings. We are beings that are made of water as well as that which is mineral and substance. And these are the things that we have to have in order to facilitate our healing, our clearing, our cleansing, our revitalization, and our resurrection as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. It is our time to take back our lives, to claim the victory and the triumph on behalf of life itself. It is our time to truly care, to honor the legacy of the lineages that we represent. We can't just keep giving lip service and acknowledge people's birthdays, Bob Marley or Malcolm or Martin or any of them, but then on a daily basis you are feeding off the degradation, the frustration, the anguish, and the angst of other beings, and feeding their body parts and their fetuses and their body fluids to your children as happy meals. And so the clearing, the cleansing, the purification is that which you have to be intensely intentional to deal with as a result of you being the God and the essence of God that dwells in that temple. What you say goes, and if you are not claiming the power that you have by speaking the word, if you are not stepping into your power by consciously caring to be empowered to do that which is truly in your best interest, in laying a foundation for your fulfilling a gloriously rising destiny, in self-actualizing, self-realizing, and becoming harmonized within the will of existence on behalf of all of existence itself, here and beyond. We are these beings who dwell upon the planet, but we did not come up out the planet. We've come to the planet as living beings, sparked by the divine energy from our fathers, and we should be leaving the planet as living beings, not as dead people. And so the path of life that leads to death is the path of adulteration. It is the path of intoxication. It is the path of inebriation. It is the path of violation and dissipation of the life force through sexual indiscretions and whatnot. It is that which is the abuse and the misuse of that which is intelligence, that which is your own life force and the way that you think. We have to come to a point and place where we hold ourselves sacred, where we really know that we are absolutely divine, that we are absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. See, the mindset and where you dwell matters, because we have to have some form of leverage over the agenda to depopulate, over the agenda that is genocide. And when you realize that it is the force of Satan, which are the religions that have misled the people, it is the forces of the Luciferians, which are the governments that have misrepresented themselves as if they are exalting the best interests of the people, and it is as a result of the intention towards globalization of the corporate deities of death to make as much money for as little investment as possible to the detriment of those who slave and undermining the real resources of those who buy. Let the buyer beware, laissez-faire. We have to come to a point and place where we understand that absolute law has to be applied to every aspect of our lives, our finances, our relationships, our occupations, our preoccupations, our concerns, every aspect of our lives and who we are should be shaped by our care to fulfill our destiny. In exalting a full life's urge and being lawful, loving, integritous, highly ethical, highly moral. And it's not about self-righteousness as much as it is about the right use of all of that which you are as a living being that is either male, the progenitor of lineages, or female, the perpetuator of lineages. And even if you are not bringing children forward in this life, your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to still exalt life, to facilitate, to enhance, to add unto, to create that which is going to be an enhancement and a blessing unto your families, unto yourself, unto your communities, unto the world. There are those of you who have yet to spark the genius that is already there, the greatness that is already there. And your degreeing, your certification does not ensure your self-actualization or your self-realization. And this is where your true success has to be. Because there is nothing and no one who can replace you, who can do and give what it is you are here to give and do by being completely committed to your own progression as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And the supremacy in life is being in harmony with the supreme and absolute purpose of existence, that is exaltation of life and the oneness of all and the harmony of the whole. And so I can only encourage you to realize that whatever the situation and circumstances that you've created, you have the power to recreate in this now moment by virtue of your just deciding that you want to do that work. But I find that if some people are such an extreme in terms of having created the dis-ease, that they are not willing to do whatever it takes to come into the fullness of themselves. But they're willing to do whatever it takes to hustle up and make money and pay bills. It's like what the system has mandated, then you feel obligated to do that. But what is duty, obligation, and responsibility in being upon the planet, that which is issued as edict for us in establishment of the eternal, that which is the will of existence, that which is the will of God, you feel that that is optional. That's not something that you really have to do. And that's a trick to put you in a place and space where you are glib about having the right to choose death. You're glib about having the right to be wrong. You're glib about having the right to do whatever the hell you want to do, the way you want to do it, but you're killing your children. And then you want to be respected as intelligent people. I don't get that. We're in a now moment where we got to really, really understand your children. If they're not getting up, going to work and buying groceries and whatnot, don't talk about what they won't eat. They won't eat what you don't provide. They're eating all of this chicken nuggets and cheese this and pancake that and all of this mucus producing stuff. And you are literally creating and laying foundation for multiple sclerosis, for cancer, for all kinds of disease within your children by the time they get to be maturing ones or adults. They'll be adults because they were adulterated the entire time. The revolution and the resurrection are contingent upon those of us who live to really be committed to living, and the laws that govern us, and to know that self-mastery, self-control, discipline, learning how to think, to activate the gifts that you were given as this point of the presence of God, to know that you are the God or the essence of God that creates your world, that this is the foundation of that which is wisdom, to apply yourself wholeheartedly towards being whole, creating the cellular integrity that is necessary for you to be completely healed and for you to develop the quality of consciousness, mindfulness, that is consistent with the truth of your being as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. It is our time to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.